After months of delays and in a crowded awards season, the Emmys, which recognize excellence in TV, will be handed out on Monday night. Now, usually the ceremony is held in September, but everything got held up because of last year's dual writer and actor strikes, so we're talking about it now. And there's another twist. Some of the shows that will win Emmys this year may win them not for their most recent seasons, but for seasons that aired all the way back in 2022. If you are confused, fear not. We have got you covered. I am joined by Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey. And Glenn Weldon, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Hey, Glenn.
Great to be here.
All right. Y'all are going to help us sort through the front runners and possible snubs and everything we should be looking for Monday night. Glenn, you first. I want you to tell me more about how this strike delay has affected the Emmys. I know you've written a guide to all this at NPR.org.
Yeah, well, basically, they moved the ceremony, but they're pretending they didn't. They didn't change the rules that dictate which shows are in the running. So we've got the same eligibility window that we would have had without the delay. So a show needs to have aired between June 1st, 2022, and May 31st, 2023, which is a long time ago.
Okay, so let's talk about the shows that did meet the eligibility requirements. What are we seeing that's nominated for the Emmys that maybe we won't see at other awards?
Well, this feels a little bit like a TV time machine, right? I mean, in drama, we're seeing nominated shows like the Star Wars spinoff Andor and AMC's excellent drama Better Call Saul that aired episodes back in 2022. Now, some viewers might not even remember if they liked those shows. And with a show like The Crown, its last season, which dropped in November, won't be eligible until the next Emmy ceremony. So instead, what's being judged is a season that was focused on the crumbling marriage between Prince Charles, who's played by Dominic West, and Princess Diana, who's played by now Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Debicki.
And I even agreed to do the photo call today, requested by your people so the lie could be paraded to the world's media about what an adoring husband you are on one condition.
What's that?
That you actually are one!
And in comedy, you've got familiar repeat nominees like Abbott Elementary and Barry and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building and Ted Lasso. There's some interesting newcomers too, The Bear, Jury Duty, and Wednesday. But as we mentioned, both The Bear and Only Murders in the Building are nominated for the season that aired before the most recent one. So we're talking about the second season of Only Murders and The Bear's first season, which introduced us all to what it's like to work in the kitchen of a Chicago sandwich shop.
Which is excellent knowledge to have. Okay, so what are your picks here? Where are you leaning on drama? Eric, go first.
Well, there's lots of great nominees, including the amazing zombie apocalypse drama, The Last of Us, and the widely loved resort drama, The White Lotus. But my money's on Succession, both because they nailed this incredible finale season, and also because they have more nominations than any other show, which tells you that Emmy voters really like them.
No, they don't. He's... No.
It's okay.
Okay, well, there's no need to say that, right? What's the point of keep on saying it? All I'm saying, I'm not being crazy. I'm saying a fact. I'm saying we don't know. And until we do know, it's not a very nice thing to say, is it?
Yeah, I agree. Eric's right. That's going to take it. But Andor is a personal favorite of mine. Yes, it's a Star Wars show, but it's one without Jedis and lightsabers and baby Yodas. It's just the petty office politics that drive any organization, including, it turns out, the evil Galactic Empire. Also, it's a show about rebellion, which is, you know, what it means to stand up against fascism. It's a strangely timely show.
You're making me laugh, Glenn, which makes me want to ask about comedy. What are y'all picking there?
Well, I'm going to note that I created a TV award ceremony of my own called the Deggies, and I gave this honor to The Bear, even though I'm not really sure why FX calls this show that's dramatically emotional a comedy.
Everything. Fire everything right now.
Okay, I'll fire everything now. I just was finishing talking to Marcus. Okay, I'm going to talk to Marcus.
Off my expo, chef, now! Get the off! Thank you! We're firing 76 beefs!
Now, you can read about the Deggies on NPR.org right next to Glenn's story, but I actually think Apple TV Plus's soccer comedy Ted Lasso is going to win Best Comedy, again, because they have the most nominations of any TV comedy.
Yeah, I disagree with Eric. I think this is the first chance that Emmy voters are going to have to recognize The Bear, and I think they're going to take advantage of that. I do get Eric's point, though. This is also the last chance they're going to have to recognize shows that are ending, like Ted Lasso and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Barry. But all those shows have gotten plenty of Emmy love in the past.
And let me bring us to a close by asking about timing here, because it does feel a little between the confusion over the eligibility period and the whole thing that this postponed ceremony is happening so many months later. Does it feel like the Emmys are a little bit of an afterthought this year. And does that matter? Glenn?
Well, I mean, usually, you're right. Usually the Emmys have a spotlight all to themselves in September, and here they are now in the thick of awards season. They still do mean something, though. A good showing at the Emmys makes headlines, which can mean more people check out your show, which can mean life or death for a show that critics like us love, but the viewers haven't discovered yet.
Yeah, and I would say the fact remains, this is still considered the top award in TV for a lot of people in the business, and that's going to keep it relevant for a while to come.
NPR's Eric Deggans and Glenn Weldon. Thanks to you both, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.